You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An investigation by the Privacy Commissioner has revealed the Ministry of Social Development employees have spied on beneficiaries suspected of being in an undeclared relationship. I spoke to Auckland Action Against Poverty spokesperson Ricardo Menendez-March to find out more about the implications of the report and began by asking about the report itself.
The Privacy Commissioner report reveals that the Ministry of Social Development has been systemically and unjustifiably breaching people's privacy when they're committing benefit fraud investigations, to the point they may have been breaching the Bill of Rights, which is incredibly concerning, but something that advocacy groups have been highlighting for years. So it's great to see it finally being put into motion by a commissioner at a high level.
Why did the ministry refuse to update its practices despite ongoing concern from these advocacy groups?
It's been negligent of successive governments to ignore the need for review of the code of conduct of investigators when there's already been public concerns around the methods they were using to collect things like intimate text messages and pictures. And I think it boils down to a toxic culture where beneficiaries are treated as second-class citizens that are not deserving of basic human rights. And I think this needs to urgently change if we are to have a government that speaks of compassion and kindness to our most vulnerable.
Sorry, you just mentioned before about the methods they were using to collect this private, intimate information about beneficiaries. What were these methods, and are there any consequences for the ministry having breached the Bill of Rights?
Their methods to find information for people that they suspect to have committed benefit fraud, including reaching out to telecommunications companies to ask for all text messages over a period of time, and in investigation meetings and interviews, they would show intimate pictures, sexting exchanges, in which they would use to then allege that this person is in a relationship with somebody they may have hooked up, you know, once in their life. And so the consequences here are unclear. We believe that there needs to be an apology, and I believe there also needs to be resignations from people within the ministry that oversaw a systemic breach of people's privacy.
So how does the welfare system currently punish people who are in relationships?
Your benefit entitlements at the moment are determined by your relationship status. So if you're deemed to be in a relationship of the nature of marriage, which is incredibly arbitrary and the law is not clear about what that actually means, you would be earning less than if you were to be considered an individual, which is incredibly archaic. And in fact, you may lose your benefit entitlements altogether if the government deems you to be in a relationship with somebody who's earning, say, $70,000 a year. And that person would be expected to financially support you altogether, and you would not have any financial independence in the welfare system. And so we know that most of the investigations carried out are to do with determining somebody's relationship status.
What other change would you like to see going forward now that this report has been revealed to the public?
As the Welfare Expert Advisory Group that came out last year, we know that there's an urgent need to review the legislation that punishes people for being in a relationship, because most of the investigations are to do with finding out people's relationship statuses. If people didn't lose their benefit entitlements for being in a relationship in the nature of marriage, we wouldn't need to do these investigations in the first place. So the government needs to follow the recommendations of the Welfare Expert Advisory Group and change the law so that people are no longer punished for wanting to recouple or date or just be in healthy relationships.
Do you have anything to comment on the kind of power relations between the ministry and these beneficiaries and how this is actually affecting the genuine welfare of those which is meant to be helping?
Yes, we have had people who were investigated for being in a relationship with their ex-partner who has actually been abusive and violent towards them. This is real consequences to people's mental health and well-being. And ultimately, what we're concerned about is that the report shows that the ministry is giving itself more powers than even the police does when it comes to investigating potential criminal offences. The Ministry of Social Development needs to be looking after our most vulnerable, not putting them under unlawful and undue scrutiny.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make?
Just that the response by the Ministry of Social Development to the Commissioner's report needs to include an apology, and people who have overseen this need to be held responsible, and Carmel Cipollone, as the Minister of Social Development, needs to be sacking people who proactively sought to intrude people's privacy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.